Good morning. It's 8:37 here at 1450 WHTC. I'm Dan Spadafora, joined by Adam Burnett from the Harbor Humane Society. Adam, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dan. I'm doing very well. I'm cold, but I'm all right.
We're getting to a high of 40 degrees. That's better than we've seen in weeks, months, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's almost like years now.
It really does feel like it. We're talking about a cat this morning. We haven't talked about one since I started. What's her name?
Her name is Mary, and I showed you a quick picture, and for all of our listeners out there, you can see a picture at harborhumane.org at the very bottom of the homepage. She is a very, very sweet girl, and we think she's about 1 to 2 years old. We don't, definitively know, but, she came to us really young, so we're kind of thinking that, she's in between that age, but she's still kind of considered a kitten, which is good, because she's got that young personality.
Right.
She's still energetic, and at first she can be a little shy. When she meets you for the first time, she really needs, just a couple minutes to warm up to you and really kind of get to know you. But after she gets to know you, oh, Dan, it's crazy. She's a cuddle bug and loves to, wants that love and affection and to be held.
That's exactly what you want in a cat.
Exactly.
I mean, really in any pet, but really a cat, because some cats, they could be less affectionate, but that's outstanding.
Yeah, it's funny, personal note, I think of, I have a calico who, for the longest time, she needed time to warm up to us, after we adopted her. And, I think we gave her, 2 months, and, she was completely 180 of what she was. But, Mary is very, very sweet. She does well with other cats, which is a plus. So if you're looking to get another kitty for your home or even a first-time kitty, Mary would be an ideal candidate for that.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, and she does well with other cats. Dogs, we're not too sure on yet. So if you do have dogs on the in your home, we will, just be sure that they have a slow introduction and see how she does. But she's a great kitty, and 50% off this whole week until I'm here next week on her adoption fee.
I'm curious, when you try to find out whether a cat or a dog are compatible with each other, how do you do that? I'm assuming you don't just throw them in a cage together and hope that it works out.
No. Actually, I'll use a dog example as a perfect way. If we have a dog that's available for adoption and we want to know if they're going to be compatible, I guess you could say, with another dog in the home, we do something called a dog-to-dog, which is we have the adopter bring in their dog. And we do a supervised visit between, both dogs. So we'll keep both dogs on leashes, let them check each other out, and just be sure it's going to be an okay fit.
Right.
And, it really kind of just, that's kind of our, I guess, the first meeting, you could say. And we make sure that, they're going to be compatible with each other. And kind of with cats, too. What we do is if you have dogs in the home and not sure if they're okay with cats, we ask you to kind of quarantine them in a room for a couple days, keep their food and water there, and see, let them interact with each other through a barrier, through gates. Just that way it's not too stressed. You don't want to overwhelm the animal that you're bringing into your home. You want them to be less stressed. And that is kind of what we recommend.
Well, I'm assuming, too, if you have a pet that's been with you for a number of years, who's this other animal you're bringing home? Who are you cheating on me with? Who's this?
Who's this guy, this girl? What are you doing? What we find is a lot of times just, take your time, don't rush anything. And, we always say it may take a couple weeks, couple months even, for them to get acquainted with each other. I mean, that's just kind of, so every animal is different. So we just encourage adopters to take their time. And, it's kind of like with kids, too. If you were to bring a cat home with kids, don't let the kids overwhelm the kitty right away. Because you want the kitty to be calm and just, find out the surroundings and all that good stuff.
So whether or not you have animals at home or you're looking to adopt, what are some of the processes to go about adopting pets?
Yeah, so what we do is we have an open policy, meaning that if we have an animal, we take multiple applications, and then we have an adoption committee that goes through and kind of assesses each application to find the best placement and fit for all of the animals at Harbor. So, any of the animals you see on our pet finder, please apply, and fill out an application. And then, we will have that reviewed by our staff and our adoption committee. And then, a decision will be made after that.
He's Adam Burnett from the Harbor Humane Society. The segment is Pet of the Week. And Adam, remind us quickly the name of the cat we're talking about and where they can go if they wanted to apply online.
Absolutely. So the name of the cat, again, is Mary. She's featured right on our homepage at harborhumane.org at the very bottom. And if you're interested in adopting her and want to apply, you can actually use our new online application we have right from our website, or just come visit us at Harbor Humane off of North 31. And definitely come meet her. That'd be cool, too, is to just come interact and play with her. So.
Fantastic. Adam Burnett from Harbor Humane Society in enjoy the brief break in winter today.
You as well. Thanks, Dan.
Outstanding. Adam is with us every week. We'll talk to him next week. Pet of the Week, as we always do here at 8:35 on 1450 WHTC.